So what's not protected by copyright works in the public domain, and we'll talk about this more too, but public domain does not mean publicly available. Public domain specifically means these things. It's U.S. federal government works, so court decisions by, you know, federal courts, rulemakings, things issued by Congress. Essentially, it's a policy decision that you don't want people to lock up, you know, things that are produced by the government. That isn't to say the reason why Westlaw and LexisNexis can charge a pretty high subscription fee is because the value add that they add to it in terms of the summaries, the key sites where you can quickly reference the relevant portions, the way that's sort of the selection and arrangement being demonstrated there. Expired works. And then by dedication, there are situations where people will specifically dedicate their work into the public domain. And if it's in the public domain, it means they can be used in any way by anyone. But there are, because there's always a qualifier, you have to be careful about whether there are other IP rights associated with it that you have to be careful of. So I think you've probably all heard of Steamboat Willie, the original versions of Mickey Mouse, Winnie the Pooh, expiring, which has then led to a lot of our clients asking, it's like, oh, can we then use this like on our materials? Can we use this? Can we use Winnie the Pooh in our, on our water bottles? And unfortunately, you know, the answer is usually no, because what's in the public domain is the original version, right? So it's not like the current version of Winnie the Pooh. And if you're like, let's say, in consumer branding and you want to sell like children's water bottles, you're going to want to sell water bottles with the current version of Winnie the Pooh, not a version that, you know, most children won't recognize. So there's a limited value there. And also, even if it's the work that's now in the public domain, if your use of something that's in the public domain, like let's say Steamboat Willie, were to be used in a way that a consumer would think that there's somehow an affiliation between your product and Disney still, that's a trademark infringement issue, separate and apart from the copyright issue. So I don't know if you're all familiar with these Funko dolls that you, it's like these little miniature toys, children's collect them, adults collect them. But they often come up with like older versions, like heritage versions of like, let's say like, the Avengers or like the original version. So if I went into a store and saw a Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse produced by Funko, I, as a relatively sophisticated consumer and as an IP practitioner, would sit there and think, is this an official Disney product or is this something else? And the fact that I sit there being confused about that makes that potentially a trademark infringement. So again, just because something is in the public domain does not mean that you have the right to, like, unfettered use.
Can I ask a question about that? So by dedication in the public domain, can there, and I don't know how you would do this, so I might know the answer to my own question, but are there any limitations the author can put on that? For example, it's in the public domain, but if it's used in a way that promotes violence or in a harassing manner or anything like that, can they impose any limitations
on
use?
It's not in the public domain then. It's it's kind of like if you're putting restrictions on it, which is kind of like what we're talking about, that we'll talk about it again, like the Creative Commons licenses, which I think a lot of you are familiar with. There is a Creative Commons license, the CC0, which is essentially not a license, it's a dedication. But there are versions of Creative Commons where it's kind of like you can use it for any person purpose so long as you attribute the original source material, which is kind of as close to, you know, public domain without actually public domain.
I see. And how do you dedicate to the public domain? I'm thinking of that episode of The Office where Steve Carell goes, I declare bankruptcy. Like, how do you dedicate? To, you know, do you have a contract with the world?
No, actually, the easiest way is to actually post on your website or wherever the material is and just say, this is dedicated, you know, to the public.
Right.
Under, like, CC0.
Yeah.
Yes.
Going from copyright to trademark.
Yeah.
Already in the public domain. And I'm not an attorney, so I'm asking.
Get out.
We have this very issue. We have some copyrighted material that's now in the public domain.
Yeah.
And we can't. trademark it. But you mentioned that there's, it sounds like a loophole, and we already have an infringer that's actually using it somewhat, but we've been told we can't trademark it, even though there seems to be a cross here between what we can and cannot do to assist in the protection.
Sure. So, so
because we have established that we are the source, but by taking the public domain, the content that's in the public domain and reusing it, there is a conflict with the infringer not being the original source. So,
Without disclosing, you know, anything you don't want to disclose, what's the nature of the work? Is it like
education.
Text?
It's education.
Okay. So,
and it's written text.
Okay. So that's the part where it gets tricky. Because if it's a trademark, the examples with Disney is Steamboat Willie is a graphical work, right? So there's a way that people will often think of that as being a trademark. Like, you know, when you look at Snoopy, people often think of MetLife. So that's where there's a difference between what trademark covers versus what copyright covers. And so that educational text that you're talking about, unless the consumer looks at that, however long that material is, and says, oh, this is a product and service of this company, that's not really infringing on trademark rights.